5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We've blown through hour number one, still 2 hours to go in the big show. If you need an update and you've missed anything coming into the show today, Trey is going to have a special segment in the 3 o'clock hour you are not going to want to miss.
Taste the freedom.
That too. Yep. So because we haven't had the big fella on in a while, we thought, and a lot of you guys have kind of jumped on the suspect's bandwagon as we've been rolling along, you guys might not have remembered the vintage movie moments with Trey. So yeah, we're going to bring back some of those excerpts. But even more than that, he is going to recreate the R. Kelly interview of CBS This Morning with Gayle King. Barry's already told you it is going to be fantastic. So lots to get to there. And in this hour, we're going to give away 2 tickets to see Ice Cube next week at the House of Blues. So we are rolling through for you on a Thursday on The Usual.
It's been a fun week so far.
Very
it's
much
flown
has.
By, but it's been a fun week. You know, I ain't going to lie. It's everyone freaks out about when football season is over with. It's my favorite time of year when you just don't have to be all football and you can have some fun on the radio. It's my favorite time. So Aussie Scott sent us one for Killer Instinct, but not considered a GOAT.
Okay.
Raymond Floyd from golf. I wanted to get your take on that.
I'm not quite. I know y'all get Sam old. But I'm not quite that old okay. to be able to like.
That wasn't
really
a
break.
Shot. I literally. No, yeah. I don't remember. I remember the name Raymond Floyd, but I don't remember him jumping out as a guy that.
Yeah, I mean, I know he was a hell of a golfer. I just don't know how good he was back in the day. Because obviously, back in the day to me is
right.
the names you know, which is Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus,
sure.
Johnny Miller. I mean,
yeah,
got Lee Trevino.
Couples so, or guys like
and
that.
And then later on, well, now Freddie Couples is a guy that you might say
Killer Instinct
would be on the opposite because he had the Masters won a couple times and then
choked.
Ended up, yeah.
yeah. Okay, so now let's switch the question up real quick.
All right.
Because this text came in and I thought, ooh, there's a little bit different. So I asked basically who has the Killer Instinct or had when they played the Killer Instinct. And a lot of guys that we've named have been ex players. So we mentioned the only one that really isn't an ex-player was Westbrook, but he's a little young. So if we were going to say of the young guys, of the younger generation, newer, you know, 5 years or younger, maybe 6 years or younger in as a starter in any league, and I bring that up because somebody texted a name that I thought, ooh, that might not be bad as a guy like Alex Bregman.
Yeah, I just kind of wouldn't.
Killer Instinct. Clutch, all those
Absolutely.
Things, but not a GOAT. Probably will never be considered a GOAT, to be honest with you. I don't think Alex Bregman goes down as one of the best third basemen of all time.
See,
but if he
continues
to do what he's done so far, he'll be one of the most clutch slash killer instinct guys of all time.
He's teed it up, right? He hit his drive into the fairway with his first shot because mm-hmm. he's got that first season where you can say he was clutch. He had put up big numbers. Now the thing is, does he go through the sophomore slump or does he show that he's over the hump and he's on his way to
yeah.
maybe setting the stage for a guy that has a career like that? But we don't know.
Yeah. young-wise, I mean, and remember, it's just about a guy. You can't say, oh, Pat Mahomes. No, because he might go down as a GOAT. This has to be a guy that's not going to go down as a GOAT, not going to go down as one of the greatest of all time as his position, but still has that elite killer instinct. So keep that in mind as you send in your answers for these younger cats, because somebody just sent like Joel Embiid, and it's not going to work either. And then you can tell when people tuned into late or haven't been listening because somebody texted, isn't Kobe the obvious answer? All right, I'm going to need you to go back and listen to hour one.
Oh, I got one.
Before you fire that off, sir.
I got another one, and it's going to stick right in the craw of Rockets fans.
Uh-oh. Dirk.
No. But he actually, his slogan for himself is tapping his watch because it's Dame time.
Oh.
Damon Lillard. Damon Lillard. And they always say when there's a big shot to be made and taken, and he beat the Rockets and knocked them out of the playoffs 1 year. He's done that to several teams. I would put Damon Lillard as a guy that for right now could be put in that category.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's
not a bad one either.
That's his deal with Dame time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's one to think about. I'm trying to think of, like you're saying.
In football, who would
be
one of
those guys? The
first
3 to 5 year guy in different sports. Like, we've got basketball pretty much covered. But
yeah.
For, like, football.
Man, that would be tough. Somebody that you don't think is ever going to go down as a GOAT, though. That's the part. Because you just don't know on some of these cats. Like, I feel pretty confident that Alex Bregman won't ever be considered a top three third baseman or top five at his position ever.
I agree with you. When you factor in the a-hole part of it. Baker Mayfield's got that cocky a-hole part.
Somebody
we just got to see if he gets on that stage.
That. I like it. Yeah, no, but that's great call.
That's one. Because you think about it. The other thing, too, is Deion had it. And Deion talks about himself in third person and can get a little feisty. But he backed it up.
Yep.
So you got to have kind of that little, that F-U button and that a-hole in you kind of thing that says, yeah, I believe in myself so much that I may hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I like that.
Because Gary Payton is another one that just had that. I just don't care, Gene.
Yeah, I like it. And, you know, we got a lot of people saying Tracy McGrady. I just never felt like he had that kind of killer instinct. Talent, you know, because somebody brought up like Carlos Romero tweeted me. He's like, what about McGrady? And then tons of text about McGrady. I don't ever felt like killer instinct. That's not something I associated with him. You know,
let me say this.
Prolific scoring, ability to do the 13 and 30 and whatever. But that's not, he didn't have it enough.
And again, maybe not all his fault, although he was hurt, which caused him a lot of anguish in not getting deep in the playoffs until he won one by being a guy that wasn't even playing because he was hurt in the playoffs, but he was on the roster. He got through a playoff series 1 year, but he hadn't won playoff series. But if you do the 13 and 30, but you do it in the playoffs, to win a series or to win a huge game, Tracy would get more love. But obviously, from a Rockets perspective, they do remember how clutch that was at the time to do what he did.
Also, one more, and then we'll move on because I know we probably beat this horse to death.
Okay.
One more that we have to include on that, you know, killer instincts. Ray Carruth.
Oh, boy. Had to go there, didn't you?
Was that?
Did you have help?
No,
or did you claim that on your own?
I did that on my own. Was that too far?
Well, I have junk in the trunk.
I mean, technically.
So did he.
Technically, he did have the killer instinct. So, I don't know.
Just not nice.
I like how it made it awkward. That's my favorite part of that. It just got really weird.
And well, love making
I'm
things
soaking
awkward.
It
and
up
I
right
gave
now.
You the out to say,
so
did
nice.
You have help on that? No. Did someone suggest that?
That was all me.
That was all me.
That was
all. And the responses you're going to get are all you two.
That one's on me, Chief. That one's on me. Ah, that felt good. I'm just soaking it up. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, because I was thinking, when you think about it, too, from a baseball and football perspective.
OJ. All right. Now, you know what? I'm just going to stop.
Time to move on.
Let's get to you, I'm going to get that seat in 2 weeks.
Killer instinct, baby.
Man, let's get this.
Allegedly.
News of the day, by the way, Jim Boeheim cleared of all wrongdoing in the traffic situation that killed the innocent bystander. A few weeks ago, so that's out there. The Bears, this is kind of a two-folder. The Bears are discussing trades with teams for Jordan Howard, their running back.
Okay.
One, he's a pretty good running back, so putting him out there is kind of a big deal. But what it tells me is that Kareem Hunt stuff, they probably feel like they're going to have him sooner rather than later, and Kareem Hunt in the backfield makes Jordan Howard expendable.
Yeah. That very well could be.
That'll be interesting to see how that situation plays out. Yeah. Because the Bears have the defensive side of the football field pretty good. Offense is where they got to make some additions and work on some things. And solidifying the running game and getting a really big-time receiver would be big for them.
It would help, for sure.
So interesting to see how that plays out, because that's one of those deals where they're on the cusp and they're going for it. And their coach has a great relationship with Kareem Hunt. So if they can make all those things happen, and you know, then they're going to be a much better team next year.
Hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. Other than that, Rockets don't play until Friday night. So the Astros are just midway.
Okay, yeah, so I had a question for you. Sorry. Did you see this whole deal with Charlie Casserly and what he said about Kyler Murray?
Yep.
How do you feel about that? Because he basically came out and said that he didn't think he showed like leadership qualities, that he was, you know, he questioned his abilities to lead and put in the work and all these other things, and he basically talked a lot of bad things about him. And then Kyler Murray comes out and says something about, or his agent comes out. Oh, we do have the audio, Nick?
Great.
Run this. Check this out. I was looking for the quote, but check this out. This is what Charlie Casserly said about Kyler Murray.
Clearly, Rich, this guy was not trained for an interview. It's obvious based on the comments made to me. I train over 100 players a year for interviews for the combine. Just no way this guy was trained, okay? So now you're talking about a guy who's not trained in the interview and says some things that are absolutely off the wall, okay? You'd never say them if you were trained.
Boy, I tell you, and stuff like that, you wonder how much of that is Charlie Casserly being honest, mm-hmm. and how much of that is either he's being, he's trying to manipulate the system a little bit, or maybe he's taking something.
Doing his best Skip Bayless?
Yeah, or you know, I mean, it's not unheard of for people to get into other people's pockets and say, hey, you know, if you help us talk this guy down, it'll help us up. I'm not suggesting that is the case.
The whole Mel Kiper thing.
Exactly. That's what I was
getting
at.
Where the rumors came out.
That's basically what I was getting at. And I don't know if this is the case or not, but Murray's people came out and said, look, if you don't like his game, it's cool. If you don't like his size and talk about that, that's fine. But when you slander the character and work ethic of a young man who's worked his ass off, that's a whole different thing. And, you know, of course, now Lincoln Riley has to come out again and defend Murray and all that. And I don't know if I believe that that's 100% Charlie Casserly's.
We requested Lincoln.
Yeah.
See if he'd be willing to comment, but he would not participate.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like this at all. Charlie Casserly, you work for the NFL Network. Charlie Casserly, you're an NFL a former NFL executive. You know everyone in the business, and guaranteed, if you really wanted to make this a true story, you'd have interviewed him. You'd have sat him down, and you'd have talked to him, and then you would have gotten to be able to draw your own conclusion based on your one-on-one interaction with the kid himself. But the fact that you're basing it on hearsay, and you're basing it on guys that are telling you what they heard, I think it's BS. And I think the other thing is, I want to know who the teams were that said he was aloof or didn't do these things, because just like we say when agents drop rumors and plant stories, there's an agent that says, you're about to go do an interview with the Cincinnati Bengals, crap the bed.
Yeah.
Talk about eating donuts and talking about rather watching Netflix than read your playbook.
And the other thing you have to worry about in situations like this is this another team that's hoping Murray falls so that they have the chance to get him? Because, he interviewed horrible for us. Oh, God. No way would we draft that kid in the first round. And then the Dolphins are sitting back going.
Yeah, you can't manipulate the system, but you sure can maneuver within it. So the thing that happens is you may not be able to handpick who you're mm-hmm. going to and who you're going to play for, but you can sure as well. Hell, Ted Johnson, who used to be in the market, the linebacker for the Patriots, tells the story of when he had the interview with the Cincinnati Bengals, he intentionally
tanked it.
Absolutely blew it because he didn't want to play there. So, Charlie, do a little bit more homework and be an upstanding guy to find out for yourself before you go out and do something like this and try and kill the kid.
I agree, man. It's one thing to say, especially if you're in the room. But why take on hearsay? And I know you got to trust your sources, but I don't know. That's a slippery slope, man. Especially after you mentioned the Kiper thing, after learning about that, I don't trust anything anybody says about anybody now. I really don't. I trust Lance because I see Lance every day as I walk the halls on the video thing, studying it. I trust him. But outside of that, I don't know that I trust any of these cats.
And that's the thing. You're still connected enough. If you were disconnected for years and you mm-hmm. tried to get in, that'd be different. But you're still working for the NFL where you could just say, can I get 5 minutes with this kid or 10 minutes? And you could find out for yourself.
Yeah.
And make your own conclusion
yeah.
before you, you know, publicly just kill the kid. So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. Plenty more good stuff to get to. And hopefully, as you guys are enjoying it, you want to interact with us. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. For the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. They are making a difference in the Houston community. And I'm telling you, in more ways than one, they make sure that you are taken care of. They have great customer service. They use the best products. But they also help you to avoid storm chasers, deposit thieves, and sketchy roofers that come in. They offer you a low rate. They take your money up front. They do crappy work, and then they skip town or don't come back to fix the wrongs and make them right. That's not what you're going to get with Fitz Roofing because they're locally owned and operated. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. From leaks to a whole new roof, they can take care of you with CertainTeed shingles. They're the best shingles in the business. That's all they use. In fact, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. That's why you go to Fitz. Their base warranties are longer than your average roofer, and they offer free, no-obligation inspections, which means all you got to do is pick up the phone and call 832-521-3001 or log on to fitzroofing.com. Set up your free, no-obligation inspection. They come out to you. They analyze what you got, what you need, and what they could do, and then they go away. If you need them, you call them back, and they are there on the spot to take care of you throughout the process. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, almost to the midway point. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday. Please let me be the first to thank you, the listeners, for correcting me, because I hate when I do this, but absolutely yeah. Right. And Barry, I told Barry in the break, because he caught it and was trying to be nice to me, but I appreciate that. But yeah, Kareem Hunt signed with the Browns, so I don't know what the hell the Bears are thinking. You got thunder and lightning in your backfield. Unless you got something up your sleeve we don't know about, I don't know where they're going then.
Yeah, it is weird. But maybe they have, you know, plans for something else, or maybe they think Tariq Cohen is the answer. I don't know. Or Tariq Cohen, however the hell you say it.
Because Jordan Howard, his first couple years in the league, has been pretty salty. Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, pretty interesting, though. Or maybe they think they can get a good running back at a draft slot that they're at. Who knows? Who knows what they're planning?
I hope they crap the bed.
The Bears? Well, yeah, you hate the Bears.
I do.
Somebody keeps asking this, dude. I hate asking these questions that just seem ridiculous.
Okay.
But I just want to answer this so this person will stop texting this question.
All right.
And they actually said, I've asked this before, I believe. Yeah, you have several times, and I've ignored it. But why hasn't the Rockets gone after DeAndre Jordan? I'll just let you do this because we've talked about this.
In how many words or less? DeAndre Jordan is still a member of the New York Knicks. He wasn't bought out. And now that we've passed the deadline, buyout candidates are only eligible for the regular season with the team they sign with. They are not eligible for the playoffs. And your team's playing really good right now. You don't need him.
Agreed.
We can move on.
This is a long text, but I'm going to read it because it's praising you.
No, stop it.
I want to give you all a huge amount of respect for commenting on that Kyler Murray situation with the Casterly guy, especially Joel. It was the opposite of the morning show's view. I pride myself on being, I don't know, imperial. I think he meant impartial. And I feel like Joel was being his price-aggressive self, playing the victim when, what?
What?
Dude, none of this makes sense. Why am I reading this stupid-ass text? Get out of here. don't understand. It looked like they were telling you you did a great job, and then none of it made sense.
And then it started sounding like he wasn't giving them
props. No, listen, I'm going to read this verbatim.
Damn it, this is a negative.
No. I'm going to read this verbatim. You tell me if any of this makes sense, okay? Because it started off, I want to give y'all a huge amount of respect for commenting on the K. Murray situation with the castle guy, especially Joel. It was the opposite of the bench's view. I priced myself on being imperial, and I feel Joel was being his price-aggressive self playing the victim when he plays the role of antagonist more often than not. What are you talking about?
That was the worst grammar.
Oh my God.
I just always feel like you're selling yourself short. I think that your value is much higher. I think your price tag should be higher. You need to set a price aggressive that is high enough so that people will buy and you will make more your profit margin.
I was like, I don't read long text, but this is a look like they're really patting my boy on the back. I want to give him some love. And then halfway through, they start talking about imperialism. And I have no idea. And this is why I don't read long texts.
Sounded like a Lamont tweet.
You mean the fake David Barron? Come on now.
No sense. Grammatically complete. Just a disaster grammatically.
That is too funny.
You probably read it from one of his blog posts. You sure you got that from the text line? Disaster ass. Writing ass. Poor grammar. Just
blogging ass.
Punk ass.
You think he writes this whole article with speech to text but doesn't go back and fix it?
I don't think it would help if he did speech to text or not.
Speech to text makes me look like a dumbass. I had to stop using that. I mean, I'm bad enough on my own, but it'll make you look like an idiot.
And
like
just
that
when you start
trusting
your phone that it's really doing a good job, that's when you send one and then they come back and go, what the hell was Imperial Flower Price Agreement? And you're like, that's on me.
Yeah.
I was either driving or whatever. But yeah, there you go again, by the way. You've mastered the preview on the fly.
That was my bad. That's on me. I got to be a better text reader.
Read them in the break so next time you can hammer them.
I got to be a better text reader. That's my bad. That's on me. I'm sorry. And then the person, now they're mad at me. Stop doing the face. Look, they're like, that's my, quit it, Barry. The person that sent that raggedy ass text is now mad at me. Don't be mad at me because you sent that janky ass text. Don't even try it. That's on you, pal, not me, all right? I'm marking you down, 5099. You're getting skipped for a while. Get out of here. Beat it, kid.
I like the fact that someone's calling out another one of our listeners.
For texting? Yeah,
that's brutal. You guys don't hold back.
They were like, that sounded like a Mark Shell text. That was like, I deleted it. But yeah, they're so mean. I kind of like it. I ain't gonna lie.
Mark is knee-deep in the weight loss challenge. Sometimes he doesn't have the energy to go back and check them.
I have made no bones about it. I love listener on listener violence. It's good. It's good for everyone.
As long as it doesn't involve us. All right, hey, we got half the show in the books, but still half to go, which means the second half's right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books. 90 still to go, the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As in this hour, at some time, we are going to give you a chance to win two tickets to see Ice Cube in concert at the House of Blues March the 14th.
Congratulations on me!
No, that wasn't it.
I was expecting yeah, yeah.
That was not a yay, yay moment.
I missed that guy, man.
Yeah.
He was hilarious.
And in the 3 o'clock hour, Juggalo Trey will do his best to impersonate R. Kelly in the interview he did with Gayle King yesterday.
Face the freedom.
Yeah, but he will not be peeing on anyone. I can vouch for that.
You asked him?
No, I'll fight him if he does.
Okay.
But you do not want to miss that. Stick around for the 3 o'clock hour, because not only will Juggalo Trey be reenacting the R. Kelly interview with Gayle King, but we're going to run some clips from Monday Movie Moments with Trey as a kind of ode to that year. Well, that was our first year, right? Like, we did that right off the bat.
I think so.
We started that in like March or April of the once we became the suspects. And that happened in February, right after Super Bowl. So it wasn't too long after that that we started Monday Movie Moments. So stick around for that. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah,
if you've never heard of Monday Movie Moments, you're going to love it.
Yeah, without question. And the thing is Trey's such a good dude, too.
Yep.
But when you came up with the idea yesterday, all it took was just reaching out, and he did his homework. He rehearsed it. He was practicing it. Dude cares, and that's what always makes stuff with Trey easy to do, easy to work with, and it always turns out pretty good. So, yeah, you definitely don't want to miss any of that. I got corrected a lot. I understand that. I appreciate you guys going easy on me on that kind of stuff. Besides that, let's get to this Antonio Brown stuff, because one thing, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, because we came back the other day with the fact that the Steelers plan on having a trade in place with Antonio Brown by Friday.
Oh, yes, they do.
The teams that we mentioned are in the mix. There is now a dark horse.
Oh?
And I don't think I like it.
Uh-oh. The Minnesota?
Nope.
Who?
The Green Bay Packers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was one I threw out that would make sense to get Aaron Rodgers some help.
Well, and he's got Devontae Adams. I just don't like
the fear of what could happen
in the locker room. Yeah. And if Aaron's already had all the problems he had with McCarthy and whether he can be a leader or not, we talk about Harden being a leader and Rodgers being a leader. I don't want a guy that's going to push you real quick to find out who's a leader in that locker room with a new coach.
It would be a bad look on Antonio Brown, and perhaps he doesn't care. But if he goes to a team like the Packers with a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, and you just go in there and stink up the joint, like how bad do you look? Especially if that's what the picture that's being painted by the media, you know?
I think part of it is you have to know that he's going to go in with his ego intact. I mean, that's just that's who he is.
For sure.
And the first time that he doesn't feel like he's getting the ball enough, it's going to be an issue. And Aaron's going to be Aaron and be like, well, it's my job to get the ball to whoever's open. And, you know, you're not going to come in and tell me. I know who's open and who's not. And so I could see that becoming an issue. But at the same time, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I have a chance to get one of the two or three best receivers in the NFL, I want that. I know we've got good receivers, but I want great receivers. And Antonio Brown, regardless of what he is in the locker room, is a great receiver on the football field. So Aaron Rodgers probably thinks, I can fade that. I'm not worried about that. I'm a strong enough leader. I can handle it.
Well, the big thing, too, is they say his work ethic at practice and his route running, because Rodgers obviously is such a stickler on running the right route. So when he throws it to a certain area, you're there. And that he doesn't have to worry about. And the other thing is, winning cures everything. So if they're winning and he's getting the ball, because if you go back and look at that tape when he goes off at his assistant coaches, we always talk about you being the expert lip reader, but you can read his lips on several occasions on the one rant where he goes, if you want to win, get me the ball.
Well, yeah.
So it's going to be an issue, but if you're winning and he's still getting his yards and his catches, look, he and Juju Smith-Schuster played together. He could play with Devontae Adams.
Maybe he'll dye his beard green. Okay. He's got the gold mustache. It's Packers, baby.
There you go.
Boom. Speaking of Antonio Brown, though, this Cameo app. So there's this app out there called Cameo, and it's got all these celebrities. Ken Bone is on Cameo. And what Cameo does is you can pay like $500. And you can have a celebrity or an athlete or a movie star or whatever send a message to somebody. And it could be you. It could be someone else. You could, you know. And in the case of Antonio Brown, he is part of the Cameo app. And someone hired him to wish a friend happy birthday. And so instead of doing this in like a good environment, like an office or in, you know, somewhere else, he is poolside, shirtless, in front of a big slide and his actual swimming pool. And this is the message he sends to this person that paid $500 for their birthday. It sounded like this.
Happy 38th birthday. And I hear this your second anniversary wedding. I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney, and your birthday is here. Happy birthday. We celebrate you today. Hope your birthday is booming.
I want my money back.
I
want a refund right now. That was awful. And second anniversary wedding.
What?
A defensive attorney?
And here's the other thing. When does it become personalized? Because he mentions what
he never the mentions lady the name.
Never mentions their name.
$500. If you call me a defensive attorney, it's like I'm not defensive. I am a defense attorney. I'm not a
And I hear this your second anniversary wedding.
What? Your second anniversary.
That's like all these guys at the draft that sign deals that they want them to tweet something. Yeah. And then they just cut and paste it, and it really and it says insert name here.
Bro, why would you? That was awful. Did he really say defensive attorney? Can you play it one more time? I'm pretty sure he said defensive attorney.
I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney. And your birthday
did it sound like defensive or defense?
It did. Close. It did sound like the first time.
Defensive?
It sounded like defensive, but I don't think he said it.
Second time, I think he said defensive.
Okay. That's, at least he didn't say defensive attorney.
I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can see where I would hear defensive, though.
It's the way he like elongates the pronunciation of certain letters and words that makes it sound...
That was awful. Would you be pissed if you paid $500 for that garbage?
I would.
Happy second anniversary wedding.
I guess it depends on how big of a Steelers fan or Antonio Brown fan you are. I mean, I'm sure the Winchesters, they would love
it. Hasn't he been the
defensive
attorney?
But you didn't mention a name. Yeah. You didn't mention anybody's name.
Right.
You were shirtless at the pool. I would want my money back for that. That's garbage.
That's what I was saying. If you're not even going to say if her name's Marianne, or you don't have to say her full name, but just say, hey, Marianne, I know you've been working really hard lately as a defense attorney, and your second anniversary is coming around the corner. Plus, it's your birthday. I just want to be here and say Antonio Brown was make it. You get more than one take at it.
Yeah, you could. Certainly, you didn't. He's just being lazy. Like, well, that was an easy 500.
How much blame deserves to be thrown at the people paying $500 for these videos? Because honestly, I'm not dropping that for any of my favorite athletes, like at all.
No. You wouldn't want J.J. Watt to be like, hey, what's up, Nicholas Shanana?
No, I'll just follow you on Twitter.
You wouldn't want him, really?
Yeah, why would I care? Why would I care for a personalized video and pay five? You have too much money. You're spending $500 on that video. You have way too much money.
Yeah, well, if you've got too much money, then you can do what you want with it.
I guess you could.
Nick, if you got all that money and you know you're already not that big on, like, celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, and whatever, and you're like, $500. The wife's a huge Steeler fan. She'll love this, and I'm off the hook. I'll do it in a heartbeat.
I don't know. But like a personalized video of a shirtless Kenneth Faried, no, I might drop $500 on that.
Because, the Greek Freak's going to be expensive.
They have – I'm trying to see the list of people that they have. Yeah, Greek Freak would be too much. That's out of his – where's the list?
So new you're more week. Of a manimal than a freak.
Trent Richardson?
Oh, no. Trent Richardson, who can't find a job, the former number one pick that Ooh. Can't get into – isn't he the AAF now?
Yeah. Let's see. Corey Sanders, Michael Cade, Anna Christina Schwartz. No, I don't know who these people are. Harry H. Reid. Is that a singer?
No clue.
So they have the numbers
Harry
on here.
Harry Colon played in the NFL. Just want to let you know.
They had the numbers on here, too. And then these are pretty cheap, it looks like.
Some of them are only like $40.
Trent Richardson is $100. That's ridiculous. There was one for $1. Rizzy. Who the hell is Rizzy?
No clue.
For $1, I could get Rizzy and be like, hey, happy birthday, Fart. Happy birthday, Fart Sharara. DJ Meat Gazer.
Hate you so much. Hate you so.
DJ Meat Gazer.
I really hope Man Centers.
Katie Couric is on here.
Finds the tumor in your testicle, you punk bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Norm McDonald is on here. Ice-T.
Really?
Yeah.
Ice-T's still on the SVU, right?
Oh, yeah.
So why does he need this?
I had this thought. Ice-T was narrating a show. And I don't know. It was like a murder mystery show. But he's still Ice-T. And I just thought, oh, it would be even better if he narrated just as straight up gangster rapper Ice-T. And wouldn't that be awesome if he was just like, yeah, so then she came home and this mup come through the window just like just narrating it just as a gangster rapper would be amazing, which made me also think I would love to hear we have players only doing basketball. What if we had rappers only? What if we could get rappers to do play-by-play?
I would love it, but then again, it can't be G-rated.
It can't be beeped or bleeped or none of that. It's just you could have like just – oh, God, that would be amazing.
I don't want to give him any type of exposure, R. Kelly, but he would be a disaster, like a funny disaster if he did play-by-play.
He probably.
Because he would not be able to say anything correctly.
Well, he'd be a disaster doing these.
They're killing him!
He'd be a disaster doing these because he can't read.
R. Kelly can't read?
Yeah. No. Lisa told me that.
No, he can't.
R. Kelly can't read?
Yeah, he was always so embarrassed about that, too.
What?
Yeah.
Him and Floyd.
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, Floyd can't read, speak, or anything.
Yeah. By the way, you could book Ice-T for $200. That's cheap.
He's got a good voice, and it's recognizable. You know who would be cool? The actor is Liev Schreiber, and you may not know him, mm-hmm. but you know who he is? He's the voice of Hard Knocks.
Oh, that would be cool.
Because his voiceover is very recognizable when he's doing Hard Knocks.
Flavor Flav, $150. Carson Kressley for $59. Nick?
You got to pay extra for Yeah Boy?
Nick knows who Carson Kressley is.
For Flav, do you have to pay extra for the Yeah Boy?
No, I think you get $150, whatever.
You're like your boy Buffer.
Yeah. You know who Nick is. Nick, you know who Carson Kressley is, right?
No.
Are you sure? He was on one of your favorite shows,
this is
bro.
A loaded question.
He was on one of your favorite shows.
He's Googling it right now.
You can get Kevin Federline for $75.
Does that help with the child support with Britney?
I'm sure that he would be using some of that. Andy Dick for $99. Go ahead. I set you up with that. Mm-mm. Do it. Go ahead and say it.
Nope.
Go ahead and say something about getting Andy Dick for $99.
Nope. Not going to do it.
Say it. Do it.
Nope.
Go ahead. Do it. Carson Kressley, your guy, right, Nick?
No. Why? What is?
Enlighten us, Nick. Who is he?
I have no idea.
Go ahead. Tell him who it is,
Nick. Googled it.
He hosted Queer Eye for the Stray Kids.
Did he?
That's your man's. That's your
I just
that's
saw,
your boy.
I just looked
that's
at his wiki.
Yeah. There's a lot on that app, but that was awful. And the fact that I could get Ice-T for $200, but Antonio Brown cost me $500, this is a travesty. I feel like Ice-T should cost more.
The other thing is, if he's not paying that much attention, you could make it worth the $500 if you can get a quote that everybody pays you for, like, happy birthday, Ben, you no-aiming,
yes.
sucky quarterback, and I'm not going to be your kid either, Kevin.
That would be good.
And then you could say, God, you're Antonio Brown. Yeah, and then you go, God, I was doing this interview with Antonio Brown today.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what he said about the Steelers. And then and Antonio Brown, no, I didn't say, yeah, you did. I paid you $500 for it.
Just setting him up. That would be awesome.
Yeah, so you could do that way. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Remember, 3 o'clock hour, we are going to have movie moments with Trey to relive. We're going to have Trey imitating and redoing the R. Kelly interview with Gayle King. And coming up next, have your chance to win 2 tickets to see Ice Cube at the House of Blues. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
There you go. Back on The Usual Suspects with your clue, as now is the time to win. We'd be clubbing with the Cube. Therefore,
yeah.
Cube is coming to the House of Blues next Thursday, March the 14th. So we're going to do it like we did it the last time we gave away these tickets. We're not going to make it easy, and we're going to give the people on the stream and the streamers a chance. Therefore, we want you to be caller 51 at 713-780-3776. Caller 51, 713-780-3776, and be the first to answer the trivia question correctly. Who played Cube in the movie?
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. About the...
NWA.
NWA, the band. So let's be the first correct answer at 51 or above to tell us who played Cube in the movie. 713-780-3776. Good luck.
If you don't
win the tickets, you can always get them at LiveNation.com.
Don't forget 3 o'clock hour. We've got a special rendition of Monday Movie Moments with Trey on a Thursday doing R. Kelly's interview with Gayle. A couple of people have like, man, I wish I would have put it to the video. I'm going to work on that. That's actually going to be a thing. So I'm going to take the audio and dub it into the video clip. And that'll be even better.
And then, just like you did with the text line, I'm going to do it to you with Twitter, because El Jefe posted a picture of the Gayle King interview with R. Kelly and said, "Oh my God, I wish y'all could have done a video of this scene with Juggalo Trey and Barry." Well, close enough. You get the audio of it 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Tune
well,
in.
It'll go down, and then I'm going to dub it all behind the actual video. So it's going to be R. Kelly with Juggalo Trey's voice.
So I asked El Jefe, where the hell's he been?
That'll probably drop tonight.
He said he's been in school. So he said, I feel like I should drop out so I could listen more to the show. I think it's a great idea.
I do, too. I think you should quit school so you can listen to The Suspects every day.
We've seen your grades.
Listen, yeah. You're not really wasting much time there.
But you're wasting money if you keep going through with it.
That's true.
So there you have it. All that and a whole lot. Boy, everything's booming. The text messages with lots of text. The Twitter. I just went back to Twitter and saw that they just keep rolling in.
Yeah, somebody did say they wish that they could. How much would Juggalo Trey charge for the Cameo app?
$10.
You think so?
I think a lot of people would sign up for it, too. I think he would get people.
I bet he would. I wonder, you know what? I should make that my mission to get him on the app and get him in Cameo.
I bet you he'd make some cash.
Oh, no doubt.
Yep.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is Juggalo Trey. I just wanted to wish you a happy second anniversary wedding.
When I'm not sitting listening to Oasis or watching NASCAR races, I'm here wishing you a happy birthday because, no, I didn't mean that. Never mind.
I hope you have a good day, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'd love for you to be my bloody Valentine if you get the chance, and if you don't like it, I understand.
He'd make some cash.
He would.
I think our listeners alone.
He would get paid, yep. And it would be good.
I think I told you know what, and El Jefe also sent us this, and now I remember this. When this thing was a thing with all these famous people doing these voicemails,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Andy Dick, funny you mentioned him,
mm.
Brett Favre, and there was one other one that had been tricked into Soulja Boy
reading anti-Semitic.
Favre read an anti-Semitic one. I don't remember Andy Dick's or Soulja Boy, but yeah, that. These guys signed up for this and then didn't do a whole lot of paying attention.
Yeah, that's where it was like, ooh, that's not good. That's got to be careful of the script that they give you. That is for sure.
Yeah, so apologies had to be issued and all that.
Hey, you good if we talk a smidge of baseball?
Oh, God, you know I'm fine with that.
So I saw this where USA Today released their projections for 2019. Just wanted to get your initial thoughts on records, and I don't want to go through each one of them because we'll do a lot more baseball breakdown, but we can just talk division winners and see if maybe you agree with them. National League, they have the Nats winning the NL East with 89 wins. They had the Chicago Cubs winning the Central with 89 wins.
False.
And the Dodgers winning the West with 94. In the so are you good with all those?
No.
So you're not good with Chicago?
I mean, I'm not good with the
Nats.
Yeah, I think the Phils win it.
You do?
Yep.
Okay. No love for the Braves, huh? No love for the Braves.
Braves are good, and they'll probably get in as a wild card, but I will go Phillies, Brewers, Dodgers.
Okay. All right. I think that NL West is going to be really interesting, man. With the Padres going out and getting Machado, I know that's not going to.
They have no pitching.
Yeah. I think they've got some young cats, though, and they've got a decent farm system. So, and I'm not suggesting they win the West. I think that's still the Dodgers to lose. I think Arizona's said, forget it, we're done shipping Goldschmidt out to St. Louis.
So where are you in the rest of the other divisions?
So I'm going to go in the West, I think in the NL right now, because I haven't all done my, you know.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I sit down and go deep dive into every team's, yes, every transaction do. And so forth. I'm going to do that for Sports Map again this year. I did a complete breakdown, but I think right now at the surface, I would probably go Braves, Cubs, Dodgers. And then in the East, or in the AL, they have the AL East, they have the Yankees winning 98 games. They have the Indians winning 93 games, and they have the Astros winning 98 games. So they have Yankees, Cleveland, Houston as the division winners in the AL. You good with that? Yankees, Cleveland, or Yankees, Indians, Astros is your division winners.
Yep. Fine with all of it. Just simply because
you think the Yankees are better than Boston this year?
They've improved their pitching.
Okay.
That lineup is going to break the record for home runs in the regular season.
Probably.
So, and their young players are good too. I just think I think, yeah, I do. I think the Yankees will win the division.
I agree with the AL East and the Yankees, and I agree with the Astros and the West. In fact, I think the Astros, I don't think that the Astros maybe have the best top to bottom 1 through 25 squad. It's up there. But the fact that they're in such a weak division, I don't expect Oakland to be as good as they were last year. The Angels, you just don't know if they get some decent pitching. They may stick around for a few months, but Seattle and Texas aren't going to be anything. So I think the AL West might be the easiest division this year. But I'll say this. I look for Minnesota to win the Central.
They've loaded up.
I look for Minnesota. I would go Yankees, Twins, Astros as my division winners.
I can see the Twins fighting for a wild card, but to me, you still have the great pitching in Cleveland. You still have the middle of that lineup in Cleveland intact with Ramirez and Lindor and all those guys. I just think they got enough to hang on for one more year.
Okay. There you go. Well, Nick, we'll deep dive into it as we get closer to opening day, which is, I'm so excited. It's only a few months away.
It's great. It really is. And ESPN's doing some great stuff today where the Twins are playing the Red Sox, and they got all access all day. They had Cora.
Oh, Lord, that's a blowout. Told you the Twins were going to win.
They had, they
12
had,
to 1? God.
Jess Mendoza was in the bullpen during the game talking to relief pitchers as they were warming up.
Oh, no kidding.
They had Cora in batting practice talking about Pedroia while he was taking BP, and then Pedroia chiming in.
Nice.
They've had all kinds of kind of exclusive access today. It's been very cool.
Yeah,
But it's just letting us know that baseball's around the corner, and that's always a dang good thing. So,
love it, love it, love it.
Hopefully when we come back, we'll have a winner for you in our Cube tickets, and hopefully someone got the trivia question right. And then, of course, in the 3 o'clock hour, it's coming up next. That means Trey will be front and center, and you guys don't want to miss it. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.